Yeah, but Chuck, I thought I was going to get a medal. What good did that darn cup?
Now listen, Ed Peters, you've lived long enough to know that you better be satisfied with whatever you get.
Yeah, a feller can pin a medal on him, but he'd look like a dang fool going around carrying a cup.
Well,
people think I'm blind and start dropping pennies in it.
What are you kicking about? We could use a few pennies at that.
Yeah, but dagnabbit, they get me all excited about a gold medal, and then it turns out to be a tin cup.
Yes, well, just remember that all that glitters ain't gold.
How's that?
I said everything that glitters ain't gold.
Well, then, what is it?
How do I know what it is? I mean, sometimes gold ain't all what it's packed up to be. Look at King Midas. Did you ever hear of him?
Who?
Midas. Well,
might as well do what?
Oh, might as well do nothing.
Well, that suits me to a T.
Oh, I'm talking about the king. A king. And his name was Midas. Well, he...
What was his last name?
What's it to you?
Midas, what's it to you, huh? What was he, Japanese?
Yes. No, he wasn't Japanese. He was just a king. And he was as rich as all get out. He had a big chest full of gold. But he wasn't satisfied.
What'd you say he had?
Oh, conshine it, Deb. I wish you'd keep your ears open. Gold in his chest. But he wasn't satisfied
with it. He'd have been all right if he'd have just used some turpentine and lard.
What are you talking about, turpentine and lard? What in petition you got to do with turpentine and lard?
They rub it on his chest to cure his cold.
Oh, he didn't have no cold.
You just said he did.
I did not. He never said no such thing at all.
You said he had a cold in his chest.
I said no such thing. I wasn't talking about that kind of chest at all. I meant a wooden chest. A wooden chest like a trunk. Well, anyway, he had it full of...
How's that?
Go clean the mud out of your ears so
what,
you
what?
Can... Mud. Mud.
I heard what you said. You don't need to haul your fool head off.
Man, Goshen. Fella don't know whether you're hearing him or not. Well, anyhow, every night he used to open the chest... And then what do you think he did?
Made mud pies.
What? Made mud pies? Now, what did he make mud pies out of?
The mud that was in that chest.
Oh, but there wasn't no mud in the chest.
You said there was.
I did not.
You said the chest is full of mud. You know as well as you're standing
there. Oh, shucks. What's the use of trying to tell you anything? Go on and get that broom and sweep out. I'm tired of messing around.
Well, what was in the chest?
Go on now. I said go on and sweep out.
What was in the chest?
Gold. Gold. G-O-L-D. Gold.
Well, shucks. Why in tarnation did you say so in the first place?
Yeah, I did say so in the first place. Yeah. He had a chest full of gold. And every night he'd open the chest and sat there just wishing all the time that there was more gold in there. Well, one day he met a witch.
Met a witch?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, witch.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking you. Witch.
I'm telling you.
Tell me what?
Telling you witch.
You're crazy. I'm asking you witch.
Oh, a witch. A witch. One of these old women that rides in a broomstick with a black cat. Did you ever see a picture of the witch on a broomstick?
Yes, I've seen him.
Yeah, that's what he meant. So, she said she'd give him a wish, all right. So, he said to her, well, I'll tell you, I'd like to have more gold. And then she said, well, I'll be with you, and everything you touch will turn into gold. Think of that.
Go ahead, I'm thinking of it.
Well, she said, I'll be with you. And in a minute...
Can I stop thinking now?
No, I don't give a darn whether you stop thinking or not. Set me like a bump on a log. I bet you didn't hear the word I've been saying.
I bet you have.
Well, if you have, well, what did the witch say? Just tell me that now. What did she say?
She said, I'll be with you in a minute.
Yes. Oh, she didn't say that.
She did.
She said, bewitch. Bewitch. She worked a spell on him.
And, a spell of what?
Oh, a spell of what? A magic spell. A magic spell. So is everything he touched would turn to gold.
Well, did she?
She certainly did. She was good at it. First thing he touched was a lot of flowers and things. And believe it or not, they all turned into gold. And King Midas was tickled to death. Yes, he was plumb tickled to death. He just went dancing around and he went around touching this and touching that.
Like Uncle Jake. Yeah, he's always making touches.
Yes, but King Midas was touching so he'd have more money.
That's just why my Uncle Jake does it.
But King Midas was touching things and making them turn into gold. Well, pretty soon he went back to the palace for supper. Got hungry like us all do, I suppose, even though he was a king. And the first thing they brung him in was a bowl of soup. Yes, sir. And when he touched the soup, it turned into gold. Think of that. Gold soup.
Shucks, that's nothing. They served that right over to the Little Gem restaurant.
Huh? Served gold soup?
Yes, sir. I've seen it myself lots of times.
Oh, what's the matter with you? How do you know it's gold soup?
18 carats.
All right. Go ahead and smart aleck.
There you go, getting sore.
Well, I ain't getting sore.
You are.
I ain't at all.
You are.
I'm not. Only it gives me a fellow a pain in the neck. Try to learn somebody something. They just sit there trying to be smart. Well, you can just grab that broom and get busy and sweep out this place.
Can't you take a joke? Mm. Go ahead, Zeb.
No, she won't do it. I ain't going to mess with you anymore.
Come on now. I'll keep my trap shut.
Yes. Well, see what you do then. Land of Goshen. It's enough with Hector Smith, smart aleck, around here without you starting it.
Well, what did he do next?
Was he King Midas?
Yeah.
Well, sir, the next thing they brung him in was a cup of coffee. And when he touched that, it turned into gold, too.
It did, huh?
Yes, sir, Bob. And then they brung him some trout. And guess what that turned into?
Goldfish.
Yes, well, you think you should do him smart? That's exactly what they turned into, gold. He couldn't eat them, so he...
Gave them to the cat.
No, he didn't give them to the cat. The cat couldn't eat goldfish.
Well, that my Uncle Jake's goldfish got right up into the fishbowl.
Say, Dad Rabbit, I wish you'd keep your Uncle Jake out of it.
Out of the fishbowl?
Out of what I'm saying. I'm telling about King Midas and the golden touch. Well, it was that way right on through the supper. When they brung him some apples, they turned into three gold balls.
Just like up over a pawn shop.
Yes, sir. Three balls just like over a pawn shop.
2-1, you don't get it back.
Yes. But that wasn't the worst part of it. You see, the old fella had a beautiful daughter.
Where does the traveling man come in?
Traveling man? Ain't no traveling man.
Certainly there is. A traveling man stops there and asks if he can get a bite to eat.
Yes, but that ain't in this story. That's another story.
Well, tell the other one. It's got more kick to it.
I'll tell the story I want to tell. If you don't want to listen to it and keep your dad doing crap shut, you can just grab that broom there.
Go ahead. I ain't saying nothing, am I? Shut.
Well, you better know. Well, the king's daughter comes running in, and the king sort of gives her nose a tweak.
How's that?
Tweak, tweak, tweak.
What are you doing, giving an imitation of Mickey Mouse?
No, I ain't giving no imitation of Mickey Mouse. I say the king pinched the girl's nose, pinched her nose. You know what she done?
Slapped his face.
No, sir. She turned into gold. Solid gold, just like all them other things he touched. And the king was just beside himself.
Beside who?
Beside himself.
What was he, twins?
No, he wasn't twins. He was all upset. So he run after that old witch, and he told her he didn't want no gold. He said all he wanted was his daughter. He told the old witch to turn her back. And then what do you think he done when the witch turned her back?
Give her a swift kick.
No, I mean when she turned his daughter back to life again.
Well, shucks, how do I know what he done? I wasn't there.
Well, then I'll tell you. He gave her all the gold he had in that chest. Said he never wanted to see any gold anymore, any time. And that there, Peters, that's the story of the golden touch.
Yeah, well, I'll bet it's just a dad darn fake.
Fake? Well, how do you mean it's a fake?
I bet that stuff he touched didn't turn into solid gold at all. I bet it was just gold-plated.